Stay tuned for the Power of Pentecost. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. We greet you in Jesus' name with the Christmas Day edition of the Power of Pentecost. Join us now as we worship the Lord.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And as always, we bring you greetings in Jesus' name. And Sister Linda and I want to take time to wish you a Merry Christmas and in a few days a Happy New Year. Christ the Lord is born. Our scripture today to begin this broadcast comes from Isaiah 9:6, one of the promises. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Wonderful words of life as we begin today's broadcast. I know you're very, very busy today with your Christmas activities, but if you could just spend a little time with us, we'd like to be part of your day's activities, and we'd like to bless you and sing and pray and to encourage you some way, and you could draw nearer to the Lord and sense his presence. We don't want to disturb your day, but we want to be a blessing to your day. Page 270 in the celebration hymnal, Joy to the World. Sing along with us.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sin and sorrow probe, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow. For as the curse is found. Truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, and wonders of his love.
Hallelujah. J-O-Y, Jesus and others and you. Let's have a time of prayer today, a great Christmas prayer. a time when we address the Lord on Christmas Day. I don't believe Jesus was born December 25th, but I'm glad we have a day set aside to give him praise and thanks for coming. 2 Timothy 2:15 is our precious promise. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Wonderful words of life as we worship him on today's broadcast. This is a special day. And you know, sadly, the world has tried to turn it into a commercial holiday. But I really don't believe Christmas is a holiday, but I look at it as a holy day. And sometimes people only go to church on Christmas and Easter. Oftentimes I've heard people say and make some unkind remarks about that. But if my church is having church on Christmas and Easter, and if that's the only time that you go, you're welcome to come and be with us as we worship Christ the Savior. We want you to come anytime and every time that you can. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you today, Lord, for the goodness of God. We thank you, Lord, because we can call on you. We know, Lord, that you came, and we're so thankful, Lord, for your coming. We're so thankful today, Lord, that we know you as our Savior and our Lord. We're so thankful today, Lord, for the fact that we have this wonderful instance to celebrate. Lord, as we read this, it's more than just a story. It was good news. It was great joy. It was glad tidings to all people. Christ the Savior is born. Let that story be alive in our hearts. Let those truths radiate and ring out in our lives. Let us, Lord, look to you and give you praise. Lord, let this message today sink into the hearts of someone that needs you as his or her Savior. Speak to their hearts. May this be the day, Lord, that someone repents. Lord, every day is a great day to repent, but it seems like today would be a special day to repent. And Lord, I know that all of the activity and as men and women are praising you and thanking you for coming. Lord, you're not so busy that you wouldn't reach down and save a lost soul. As someone repents, I pray, Lord, you'll speak to their hearts. And may this be the day in Jesus' name that many repent. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Worship with us as we sing. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. And as I've already said, we bring you season's greetings and Merry Christmas from our house to yours. If you'd like to contact the Power of Pentecost, it's not too late to send us a Christmas card. It'd be all right to get it late. And or if you feel like enclosing an offering to help our broadcast continue. And nevertheless, we desire that you pray for us, but we'd like to hear from you anyway. Send any mail, song request, prayer request to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And the website www.pentecostalradio.org. Page 261, Away in a Manger.
No crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus no cry he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay. Close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with thee there. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus.
I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. We've been worshiping together on the Christmas Day broadcast of the Power of Pentecost. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. The website www.pentecostalradio.org. Join us for the next service. You've been endued with power from on high, the Power of Pentecost.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus.